Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Carl Johnson is our guest, our new friend, but not for long. We're going to turn him into an old friend. He's got a lot to teach us, and we're going to get him back again.
I'm getting older every day, Jim.
Every minute. I know, Carl. Welcome to my world. Bloom Shapiro is the name of his company. It's a very large New England accounting, tax, and business consulting firm, largest in New England. And you're also part of the Baker Tilly organization, aren't you?
Correct.
Baker Tilly International, based out of Australia, but they're the folks who did this survey on succession planning that found that the United States, that 4 out of 5 small businesses and family-owned businesses in the United States are not ready for succession. So part of what we talked about was just the cultural issues in the last segment, right, and a little bit more on the research. But let's talk now, Carl, about what some people can do to help. What I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to help them decide to have their business go to another family member, or right, to sell it or close it. That's up to them. Right. I just want to make sure that they have all the options that they need.
I think the important thing right now is if you're in that baby boomer window and you have a family-owned business and you haven't started any succession planning, is to put it on your to-do list.
Yep.
And to start thinking about it.
What would be the first thing you would do?
I think you have to map out yourself what you think is the best succession plan for the company, mm-hmm, just your thoughts, just to get them rolling. And then I would bring in an advisor and start talking about it. And that could be a CPA, mm-hmm, that could be an attorney, that could be a consultant. And then as soon as possible, if the plan is it's going to be someone in your family, to start talking to them about that,
mm-hmm,
and about laying a path that in the younger generation, somebody in the younger generation has to be interested.
Wouldn't the first thing to do, Carl, be to just sit down with whoever's in the family, whoever is associated, a spouse, a child, or whatever, and say, okay, let's talk about where this company is going to be. You know, maybe if the founder said, okay, I'm 55 years old, and I don't want to work the rest of my life. I love my business, but I can see me not loving it, or I can see me loving it from afar. And so let's talk about where this business is going to be 10 years from now. What do you guys think about that? What do you think about that, Carl? Just throwing it out there. You might find out that your son says, well, Dad, I don't want to do this forever either.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of closely held businesses at Bloom Shapiro here, and over the years, I've been in this business for 31 years, and we've had a lot of success stories and some not so good stories on succession. And for example, we had one where the beer distributor is doing very well. Mother and father were running the business; they were getting in their late 50s, and they had 2 daughters. And they ended up, their plan is they didn't even use a consultant. They sat down with the 2 daughters, and they said, and they've been working in the business a little, but nothing, mm-hmm, on a higher end. And one of them said that they were very interested, and the other one said she had no interest.
Uh-huh.
So I think that helped, and they started putting a roadmap together. They got the 1 daughter involved in all different sides of the operations, mm-hmm, and the other daughter went off and went after, pursued her interest.
Mm-hmm.
And today, that daughter's running the business, and the other daughter's off doing her thing.
Just a conversation, because listen, I used to be a consultant, like, mm-hmm, you're talking about earlier. You guys got a major operation up there. I was just by myself,
right,
but I mean, I can remember walking in and having a conversation like this, helping somebody have a conversation, and the son said, "Dad, you never asked me, but I don't want to take this business over."
Right.
Or something like that. So start out with a conversation. But then the big deal is getting the company structured well in advance, isn't it?
Correct.
For transition.
Just to throw out another story, not to bore you with my stories here, Jim, but...
we like stories.
I had a contractor years ago who was a great client, and the owner was a tremendous guy, but he thought he was going to live forever, and he didn't start putting a plan in place until he was 70. By then, his son was in his late 40s. He had never really groomed him to take it over.
Right.
I don't think his son was prepared to take it over.
Right.
So they ended up bringing in a CEO to operate, which didn't work out. The company lost some value. They ended up selling at the end of the day, but probably for 60 cents on the dollar
wow.
of what they could have gotten.
Right.
So I think if he had started 10 years earlier, I think it would have been a different story.
And had the conversation. But I mean, the truth is, 10 years is not too soon to be setting your company up to be valued in the future one day, is it?
No. No, not at all. That's the other thing. Is if you find out that it's not going to be transferred to a family member, you should be doing things daily, monthly, weekly to improve your operations for all number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find out you're going to probably sell it someday to a competitor or to private equity firm, consolidator, they're looking for certain things to be in place, and your value increases if those things are in place.
Mm-hmm.
That's just you've spent time mm-hmm. to build your infrastructure, you have the right technology, you have a good finance department, you have a good P&L, good cash flow, all these things that are important to buyers, that can, you know, add 20, 30, 40% onto the final price.
I got to wrap it up. I need your website quickly, please.
BloomShapiro.com.
Bloom, B-L-U-M, Shapiro.com. Hey, Carl, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
No, that'd be great. Thanks,
Carl Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.